This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Victory Old Horizontal. It's a Category 19C American Barley Wine. The bottle says it was bottled on December 8th, 2003, and I'm tasting this in February 2009, so it's a little more than 5 years old. Something out of the cellar. It's an 11% alcohol beer, so I really do like aging out big beers. So let's give this a try. It's got a tall head. It's beige colored. It's a deep reddish copper color for the beer. It's very clear. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, it's malty rich with a bready biscuity note, a little bit of caramel. But it comes across as malty rich rather than malty sweet. The hops are moderate. Seems sort of earthy. Alcohol noticeable. Esters are light. Everything seems well blended together and aged. Certainly the flavors aren't bright, but they're also not stale. I mean, they seem melded. It's one of the things I try to do with aging out a beer, so I'm happy with that. I give it an 11 for aroma. A touch more hops would be welcome. It smells a lot like an old Foghorn to me. I think there's quite a bit of similarity between those two beers. Tasting it, strong bitterness. Strong malt, noticeable alcohol. Yep, definitely a barley wine. The malt's rich, biscuity, caramel's low, but it's not sweet. Just that maltiness lasts through the palate. But the bitterness starts rising mid-palate and lasts through the finish. Hop flavor's fairly high. I get earthy and citrusy. There's a little bit of, just a little hop bite in there, which is pretty good considering all the malt and alcohol present. There is an alcohol flavor, but it's not hot. But you definitely know you're drinking a big beer. Esters are medium-low. The hops really do tend to balance the malt, but you're left with the impression of a strong malty beer. I mean, you can feel the alcohol, you can feel the malt, taste the malt, and definitely get the hop bitterness. So those are all really important components in a barley wine. It's definitely got aged flavors, not stale, just smooth, no sharp corners. I like this one a lot. Give it a 19 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's full body, chewy, but it's not syrupy. It's not heavy. Certainly there's a palate weight to it. Carbonation is pretty high, medium high to high, and that's a little too much. So I'm going to dock it a point for that. Alcohol is warming. But it's not burning. So, give it a 4 for mouthfeel, for the carbonation. Overall, it's a well attenuated but malty beer. It's got big flavors. They're aged flavors. The flavors themselves are still strong. The hop bitterness is assertive. It's got a lighter hop nose. I wish there was a touch more still left in the nose. Given how forward the alcohol still is, I mean, it's not burning, but I mean, you taste the alcohol, you know it's there. You know, I think this could even age longer. I think I probably still have a few more bottles, and I'll tuck them away another couple of years and see how it's doing. This one can certainly go the distance. But the balance that I'm getting out of this, I think, is a good illustration of the difference between barley wine and an American barley wine and an Imperial IPA. Because this is so malty. I mean, you want to sip it. Even though the hops are strong, the malt is strong, the alcohol is strong. I mean, yeah, that's also true with an Imperial IPA, but the balance is really different. You know, this is going to be a heavier beer that you want to sip, and an Imperial IPA is going to be a lighter beer that you feel like drinking more of. You know? Sort of the relative balance of the malt and hops are different. So even though there's a lot of hops here, you're left with the impression of a malty beer. And I think that's the fundamental difference. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. Very good beer. It's the Victory Old Horizontal, Category 19C American Barley Wine. And this one's 5 years old. Go ahead and pick some up if you can get it, and think about aging it. It's from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. That's the Victory Old Horizontal.